3, 2, 1. If you guys could only imagine, as in, so when it comes to talking about it, basically referring to groups, societies, cults, everyone's in categories. So, in other words, we're put into this as categories. We've done this before, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, this is one of the best parts about being able to have shows and being able to bring the podcast everywhere, anywhere and everywhere we go. That was kind of the reason why we didn't continue with Spotify for Podcasters, because I haven't downloaded the app nor logged back in since then. But it said they made some updates to the apps and all that shit. Point blank, whatever it is. It works. The way we're doing it, we're using RSS feed. So RSS feed, you could download that in the App Store. It's not hard to find it. RSS feed, podcasts and all that. You get all that stuff. All that information is available online. But first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is True Speech, episode 511. For those who are just joining us, for those who are joining in on our luxurious podcast today, we're available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere you get your shows, ladies and gentlemen. We're not subject but limited to absolute truth here on our show, where we're absolutely happy to be here today. It's a Saturday afternoon for those who... we're here live streaming. At least we're not streaming in a U-Haul like Ken Sen. How the hell do you say the fucking guy's name? Ken Sinat or something? Shooting a U-Haul. Like a his stream's based out of like the U-Haul or some shit like that. How the fuck do you get out downgrade so bad and to where you're in a U-Haul? That shit's hilarious. As I said, we're available on all those platforms, ladies and gentlemen. So since we're speaking about platforms, let's get on along to Instagram. Instagram, True Speech Pod on Instagram, True Speech Pod on X, formerly known as Twitter for those who are old and golden age like dinosaurs. Instagram.com/GTheKing_official as well. Bro, we've got two different types of weed here in this bag. And I was explaining to Julie... and let alone to the guy who I bought it from, which was actually a storefront. Breaking news, if you are in Ohio, an Ohio citizen, you're not an illegal. If the law doesn't pertain to you, then exit out of the show. As in, don't bother listening to this next point I'm going to make. So, weed was legalized. It wasn't just legalized here, it was legalized medically. What a fucking view in the background, man. Let me tell you, the view in the background is absolute beauty. You can hear the nature in the background. You can hear all that. It's important, man. You gotta enjoy your vibe. You gotta enjoy what the hell you're doing. You gotta enjoy yourself, you know what I mean? That's exactly what we're doing. So, what the fuck were we saying? It doesn't matter. We're continuing with what we've got to say today. We got so much here to cover on today's show. So much. If you have not checked it out, man, you gotta listen to our most recent show, episode 510. It just released a few days ago. I was gonna say like, a couple weeks ago. No. That's not the case. We're trying to get away from what the fuck is called. when we digress from stuff, when we're trying to get away from going so damn long without doing the streams and shows. But I've been so busy, man, like I said. But being able to return, being able to have a good time here and a return to our normal scheduling and stuff on True Speech with the King, it makes it even better. It makes it even more entertaining and stuff. Because I was explaining to Julie, I was like, you know, when I go for so damn long without doing a show, when I do return, the most positive part about it is they always end up being real good. All the return episodes always end up being real good. I don't even know what the fuck flavor this is. It's like watermelon or something like that. Let's just call it watermelon kush. Smoking on some watermelon kush. I could take this shit and... what's it called? I could take this shit and rebrand it myself. Gabriel's Kush. True Speech Kush. It makes you say nothing and speak nothing but the truth. Speak. It makes you speak nothing of the truth in there. What the fuck are those kids playing right there? It looks like they're playing mini golf or something with each other. In a big old field. So, like I said, guys, I'm streaming out the car today. Usually we're at home. Usually we're in a room. We try to get to like a private area because, like I said, when I'm on the road and when I'm unable to do shows in an area where it's perfectly quiet and you don't hear loud noises in the background, then you're in the comfort of your own place, your own peace of mind and stuff like that. You want to be comfortable, right? You got to be comfortable. And there's no doubt that we are going to make you guys... we're going to make and keep you guys comfortable here. So, like I said, we are available everywhere you get your show. So, don't be alarmed. True Speech is here, and we're going to leave you unharmed. You guys ever try those Truly White Claw? What the fuck is it called? I'm so stoned, dude. Truly is the seltzer brand, right? Yeah, it's a seltzer brand. And I have the White Claw, the Black Cherry one. I'm sipping on that. The White Claw Black Cherry one. I used to not like seltzer at all, but I gained a tolerance for it. Then on top of that, beer, seltzer, let alone water in general. If you ask Julie how many times I get up every fucking night to take a piss, it would be unbelievable. It'd be substantially unbelievable. It'd be... you know, it's like, dude, I have to climb over, because our bed's next to the wall, right? So our bed's next to the wall, and I climb over her to get off, because there's no other way to get off the bed, because we just got this really nice chair. It was only $17 at Family Dollar. Family Dollar, dude, Family Dollar, you got, what's it called, Family Dollar, you got Marshalls, you got all these places you could buy some shit on some on sale. Absolutely no shame. There's no shame in that, dude. It's a really comfortable chair too. On top of that, it's a very comfortable chair. I could put my feet up like where it's at in the room because we're upstairs. But we stay at, well, I could basically say our daughter's, my stepdaughter's, but a daughter's daughter. So I never refer to calling people stepdaughter. Daughter is a daughter. It's my daughter. We stay upstairs, right? So we stay upstairs. We have our bed. We have everything set up, but we're not people with too much stuff. That's the thing. So me and Julie don't have too much stuff. So when I was away from the podcast, you know, just been cleaning. We've been eating some real good food. I made some really, really fucking amazing food last night. Alfredo, we made some shrimp. Oh, I made it, actually. Let me take 100% credit for this. I ate some shrimp Alfredo. is that a fucking bee outside the car? Like I said, guys, we're streaming out the Kia Soul today. We're streaming out the Kia Soul, baby. Soul for a soul. Like Dano says, you know what I mean? A soul for a soul. I did watch, did I mention this in the last show? Yeah, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the entire series. And actually earlier, for fun, to say this, I watched the new Captain America trailer. I have seen it before. Very intrigued by it. Harrison Ford starring in it as Thaddeus Ross. Is it Ross? Yeah, remember Ross, the girl's, what the fuck is it called? Rose? The girl that Bruce Banner was in love with in The Incredible Hulk. Her fucking dad. Whatever happened to her in that story? How the fuck did you relate it to The Incredible Hulk? Like, how does it fit in the MCU and all that? I mean, obviously it's different, but dude, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. There's a lot of movies coming out. The Avengers. What the hell is that shit right there? Is that a fucking alien spaceship? What the hell is that thing? I can't see. I was trying to look in the rearview mirror. There's like some dude going by in a little spaceship. That shit looks like a little spaceship scooter. Hey, kid, can I borrow your spaceship scooter? You know what I mean? But like I said, if you like our show, like I said, give us a five star rate, 5-star review. We're available. Like I said, as always, we're available everywhere you get your shows. Don't sleep on True Speech, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a lot to discuss here on this show. Like I said, I like to think that we have a good time every time we get on here on the show. What are these people driving? That little cunt is driving fast through here, bitch. Stop at the stop sign, you crazy bitch. You cunt. Don't you just hate when cunts drive through parking lots super fast? Maybe you're watching a video, or you're sitting. I'm sitting here on my phone, right, looking back here. You ever just sit back in the parking lot and watch just how many dumbasses go by? I mean, it's always crazy because it's a relatively quiet area. So not a lot of people relatively go by here and stuff. So, I mean, it's right next to a school. I sound like a rapist right now. No, the park that everybody walks around and walks to is by a park. It's by a park and there's a school nearby. There's a 5G tower. Did I end up ever posting that video? I did like a 17 minute video of talking about the 5G towers, talking about how, you know, everything's rigged in the world and the elections and stuff, the elections are stolen and all that. We went real conspiracy like in that video and stuff too. It was a real interesting video. I mean, I know if I don't get the opportunity to recap what we were talking about in that video, like for example, if I'm not able to post the video, I can talk about the video just right now. Cause I was talking, there's a 5G tower, right? Like not even a mile away, not even half a mile away, right? So I walk all the way down there. I'm walking up there with, you feel a 5G just thundering through your body. And I'm walking through, right? And I'm talking about how the 5G is absolutely terrible for your body. It warps the inside to you. You know, obviously, you think getting cancer is bad. Your chances of cancer are skyrocketed. But then again, as we did say previously, everything causes cancer. So we're fucked no matter where we go. Cancer is a hell of a thing, and obviously I would prey on my worst enemies not to ever have to go through or have to be in position to get through a position like that. I know people close to me that have fought the battles. It's not fun. In reality, there's a lot of stuff that will kill us. And I was talking about that, right? So I'm talking about the everything that's going on in the world and the elections and stuff, and everything's pre-planned and stuff. There's a lot of things that people are going through in the world that are terrible, that are pre-planned, that are part of an agenda. There's a source behind it. There's a reason behind what's going on. There's things that are happening in our world that are orchestrated to be the way that they need to be. There's ways that things go that people aren't understanding. So there's ways that they go that people aren't understanding, that are surprised at the result, that are in denial about results stemming from whatever it is that's going on, whatever it is that's happening in the world. If it's a bad result, if it's something that a lot of people don't agree with, then what are you going to say? If it's not something that they agree about, they're going to find a reason to object it. They're going to find a reason to be against it. They're going to find a reason to tell you why it's not working, to tell you why what you're doing isn't correct. You know what I mean? It's a puzzle game in a lot of ways, and it's not something that's fun necessarily because it's just the way the world works. But then again, they said, like, there's a lot of categories of a lot of people that are around in general and all that, so it doesn't make it an even playing field. It's like an even playing field of a bunch of different types of people. You know what I mean? So it's like an even playing field, but you got to get everybody that's on the teams together. So everyone thinks differently or votes for whoever it is they're voting for, or supports whoever, or anti this or anti that, whatever it is. You got all these people that are in large amounts of groups. So you got a lot of groups of people everywhere you go. Every single place you go, there's large groups, right? We're going to take a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to return after these messages. So when I say that, that means that everybody is their own person in a way. So everybody isn't their own person. That fucking means that they can be whomever they feel need, whoever they see fit. However the hell they want to carry themselves is how they're going to carry themselves. How they perceive to be. How do you perceive to act? What are your mannerisms? What are your decisions? What are your means to be successful? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to battle? Are you ready to take on life's biggest challenges? If not, you're going to find out the hard way. And then if you choose to, then everything will come to you accordingly. You know, we can't all have the things we want. We all can't. We got to distinguish our wants and needs and be able to separate the two. You know, is there some certain things that we want, we feel can wait? Certain things we feel that we need, we may need at that present moment. But say, for example, we may not be able to get it. If we're unable to get it, then we got to find out what the hell we got to do to get towards the position where we can get it. You know what I mean? We got to believe. Michael Bisping says this very well. Check his podcast out, Believe You Me, with Anthony Smith. Conceive, believe, achieve. Like, you're imagining the scenario. You're thinking about it. You're thinking about what it is you want to do. You're thinking about all the goals. You're thinking about what you want. You maybe go to the store, see something you want to get. You may get something that, you may have something happen in life that motivates you. You might have something in life that makes you feel 150%. And it'll inspire you. That's the big word we're looking for. Inspiration. Inspiration is one hell of a thing. Inspiration is something that is not easily found and or lost. That makes sense. It's not lost if you don't allow it to. If you don't want to lose it, something, you can't. You won't lose it. If you want to protect something, if you want to be about something, if you want to discuss something, if you want to abide by something, you have to really put your mind into you have to really put your mind into that field. You really have to put your mind into focus on what it is you want to do. Because if you don't, you're going to lose track of it. An idea is an idea. A way of life is a way of life. And the natural means of whatever happens, happens. You got outcomes that don't go your way. You have things happening that you don't expect happening. You're reacting to stuff the way you wouldn't normally react to something. And you're freaking out. Something's not going your way. Oh no, what am I going to do? Oh my God, why me? Oh my God, suck a dick. Why should it matter? You know what I mean? We actually found a normal size lighter for once, so. I got this watermelon kush, right? One thing my grandpa told me a long time ago. It was about the lighters. Don't point the lighter directly down in the pipe, because you're going to end up coughing a lot. So there's a lot of people that incorrectly hit the pipe, as in the weed. Like, you know, when you're smoking a weed or you're smoking a joint. There is just some people that hit their pipes incorrectly. And it's not their fault. It's who the fuck's teaching you. It's who the hell is around you doing that. You know, you gotta have the right kind of people around. So I'm not here. I'm not a mentor. I just smoke weed to smoke weed. I don't do it to be cool. I don't do it to try to look cool and be cool. Man, I don't need to be cool. I'm already fucking cool. I'm cool because I say I'm cool. I don't give a fuck less what anyone else thinks. I'm my own person. I do whatever the fuck I want. I'm my own boss, aside from Julie. You know, I don't let anybody walk all over me. I don't let anybody try to overlap me. I don't let anybody try to be anything over me. I don't let anyone try to belittle me. I don't let anybody do anything. Okay. Those fucking kids yelling at those crackhead ass kids made for some racist crackers. What the fuck are you guys trying to accomplish? Amateur golf? Are they trying to, like, are they, these kids keep walking back. You might have heard them in the background earlier in the show. But they're walking up and around and stuff and trying to see and appear as if they're good at golf. Which they're not. They probably suck ass. I'll beat your guys' little asses or something. Little annoying ass kids. Dude, there's a house, like, right, not even half a mile away. Ladies and gentlemen, that looks just like a fucking castle. I call it Disney Castle. Because it looks like a fucking castle. We're sipping on this White Claw Black Cherry. We're sipping on the White Claw Black Cherry. Here live on True Speech with the King. So, ladies and gentlemen, commercial break. Quickly, if you guys like our show, be sure to subscribe. True Speech with King is 100% free. Easily accessible. If you're into podcasts, if you support the podcast, let alone if you want to start your own podcast, ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the most easiest things to do, most therapeutic things to do, dude. Since I've had this show, dude, I've had this since I was age 18. I've been telling people the truth and giving my thoughts on the world and everything in it. Quote unquote Scarface. The world. I mean, they're getting everybody my thoughts on fights, from fights to political things to personal things and relationships. Talking about anything and everything that's beneficial for people. Anything and everything that's beneficial to everybody. Anybody and everybody that aspires and is a huge, long-time listener of True Speech with the King. I'm having a hard time looking at the stats, though, for RSS, because I feel like there's been only a couple few episodes that we've recorded using RSS feeds. It's just like the host. So if you're looking at the web page or something like that, you see our podcast feed on the webpage. And so if you listen to the show live, I don't think you have to make an account. I think it's 100% free. 100% free, easy to use. We were not endorsed and or told to say that. We don't have any ads or nothing like that. I just want everyone to have an efficient way of being able to. Why the hell is there so much fire department niggas driving down that street? Julie said there's a fair going on or something around the corner. Seen some undercover cops and stuff. I guess they weren't too undercover because we were able to identify them and stuff, but I'm not a big fan of fairs, let alone I'm not a big fan of being around people to begin with. You would think I am because, oh yeah, well, how the hell does he have a podcast if he doesn't like to be around people? Like, I'd like to be around people. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like to be around stupid fucks. I don't like to engage in any stupid shit with any stupid people. I'm not saying that I'm bigger, better, badder than anyone else. I am damn good at many things, though. As are everyone else. We're in an even playing field in a lot of ways. You got this smart guy, or that smart guy, or this talented individual, this talented fuckface left and right. No fuckface is better than any other fuckface. You know, everybody is different in a lot of ways. Everybody is talented in a lot of ways. Everybody is useful in a lot of ways. No one is better than any other. You're not better than any of this motherfuckers. Excuse me. Woo-wee! And no one is better than anyone else. I tell Julie, I like to think that we're in an even playing field. I like to think that there's a lot of people that are good at a lot of other things. There's a lot of people that are good at bad things, bad at certain other things that we're good at. Don't matter. Sometimes no one person is good at anything. That's why we all work together. That's why we are on an even playing field, as we said. There's an equal flow. You're able to perform under certain circumstances. You're able to perform under certain pressures. You're able to do things that other people may not be able to do. But if you look at it, it's like a circle of work. Some people can't perform under certain preferences or under certain circumstances, but other people can. What the fuck is that? Is that like a helicopter? I never really seen a helicopter before, man. That's pretty cool. Is that the news chopper? Is that the motherfucking news chopper? Hey, news chopper, come back. True speech is this way, baby. But in order for outcomes to come your way, in order for outcomes to be the way that you want it, you got to work for it. You got to be willing to not only go through the fire, you got to be willing to be in the fire too. It's not easy. Life doesn't come our way while wishing it'll be a certain way. We're not the Fairly Odd Parents. Speaking of that, I know it's not Nickelodeon, but Cartoon Network shut down its official website after 20 plus years. All the 90s kids. This is the 90s kids website. It just, I think, it, what does it do? Redirect us to HBO Max? HBO Max, you're redirecting us to HBO Max, which I don't use. I don't use any streaming platforms or anything like that. What do I stream? I use OnStream. You guys heard of Blue, what is it called? I don't know what it's called. Blue Stacks or something like that. I don't know what it is, if it's called that. It's like $600, right? It's like a streaming service. But you get to, it's like if you guys remember Showblocks? You use Showbox, right? We used to use that back in the day. It's like an APK, like the little files and stuff, like the little what's it called, the computer files, you know, like the ROMs. You guys remember playing Pokemon on your phone? Not Pokemon Go, you gay ass son of a bitch. You gay ass sons of bitches. You little gay sons of bitches. Fucking faggot ass motherfuckers. No, we mean Pokemon for the Game Boy Color. Pokemon Game Boy Advance. You guys remember Game Boy Advances? Any of you fuckfaces? Yes? No? Maybe so? Please get the fuck up out the dough. I'm about to slam this White Claw right now, dude. We're about to get this shit on in the last half of Donkey Kong on this episode of True Speech with the King. So mind you, episode 511. We're here sharp. We're here live. Every time I go with my wife to work, or any days that I'm not busy, we're going to do the show. We're going to organize a show around the natural show. Chuck, 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 chuck. Where those little gay-ass little kids go? Make sure they were hitting their balls on my car, putting their ball in the car. They're playing with little golf balls and shit. Damn, that lady's fast. She's absolutely fast. Not fat. She's fast. There must be some races going on or something. Not racist races. Like car races. Like Fast and Furious. Now that shit definitely hit the spot. Alright, baby, we gotta light this bitch up. We are live on all platforms. And we're gonna stream an exclusive. We're gonna stream a continuation episode. Well, a continuation part of this podcast. Let's make some shit happen there. We're going to stream on Twitter as well. GT King Official on Twitter. Who the fuck's in here racing in like a little special agent? Oh, he's probably late for his little baseball game, you faggot. All right, you guys. I'm about to join and be live on Twitter as well for the second half of our episode of True Speech with the King. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Backtrack, 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 backtrack. Is there a way to edit that last part out? Because we proceeded not to go live on Twitter because there's no need. We're perfectly fine where we are. We don't need to satisfy the people in different ways. If you want to listen to a show, if you want to be able to access all the premium features. When I went on the website the other day, right? I went on the website on Spotify. And there was I'm stretching really hard. My body's popping all over the place. There was a subscription panel for the show. So, I mean, meaning that there is a place where you guys should subscribe for about $9.99 a month to listen to the show, but the show is free. I deleted all the little firewall or the wall paywalls for the podcast because I'm not one that needs to charge for the truth. Who the hell charges for the truth? I don't even need to make money off of the podcast. There wouldn't be a way to do it necessarily. I mean, I don't need to. I enjoy being active. I enjoy, what a hell of a... Oh, that's because like the fairgrounds are probably right nearby. That's why it happens. But, dude, we're so stoned. Holy shit. Holy Chet. Holy Chet. This is one episode to remember. There's one hell of an episode to return. There's one hell of a way to celebrate the next part of True Speech with the King. Dude, can you believe it, dude? We only got 4 hours left here this day. My wife gets off at 10, so, yeah. We're not doing the podcast for that long, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you dare get your pussies wet for this next part of the show, because no, we're not going to be left for that long. We're going to be here, but we're not done smoking all this watermelon kush, baby. We got the second half of the show ready to go. We got the second half. We're ready to go. We didn't have any commercial breaks here. We had a couple of them. But we returned. And we had a great time. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about today. I'm so stoned. I feel like doing infinite scrolling on my phone. Should I? What do we cover today? What else did we recover? What do we talk about? What did we cover? What did we touch base on? How long have we been live? Not that long, right? We have not been live that long. And we are also stoned to the bone. Most definitely, yo. Here on True Speech, though. Let's get the fuck up out the dough. I could be a rapper, right? You think I'd be a good rapper? What the fuck would I call myself? Young Truth. Young Truth. Trademark that shit, bitch. Young Truth. YUNG Truth. With hashtag. Like the podcast. Anyways, guys. That's everything for our show today. Thank you all for tuning in for this episode. What a hell of a way to close out a show and have a great show. Interesting to say the least. Interesting to say the most. And the least, obviously, look at us jumping back and forth at that one. We're having a great time. We had a great time today. We'll be back with another episode of True Speech with the King next week for sure. It's good to be back, guys. It's definitely good to be back. I need to get my California ID back. Not the real ID. Those real things are gay as fuck. But I gotta get my ID and stuff like that too. So, cause they ID everywhere out here, dude. That's the worst fucking part. And I lost my wallet. You guys remember when I talked about that on the podcast? So, it's not fun. I gotta start filling this paperwork out and all that too. So, on top of that, guys, we will be back next week. You guys can stream all of our episodes for free. You guys can stream all our episodes, for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and obviously Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well, ladies and gentlemen. So this is True Speech with the King. This is Gabriel Hernandez. You can follow me on Twitter as well, GT King Official on Twitter. x.com/GTKingOfficial. True Speech Pod on Instagram, True Speech Pod on Twitter as well, x.com/TrueSpeechPod as well, and more to come in the near future, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back here on someday fucking next week, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll be back here sooner rather than later. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks. I follow you, Dr. Money. I follow you.